The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de' Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
As France falls into political and religious turmoil, Catherine struggles to maintain her power, which makes her more determined than ever to keep it.
It feels good to be bad. Watch The Serpent Queen now, only on Stars and the Stars app. Introducing an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right. The all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, Infiniti's most luxurious full-size SUV.
The QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level.
The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel. With 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, and so much more.
Discover the next chapter in luxury. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability, summer of 2024. Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options. If your wardrobe is anything less than chic, functional, and versatile, you need bostonproper.com.
Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly.
Bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for one-of-a-kind looks and sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed.
I swear I can find an outfit for every occasion on bostonproper.com. They have it all.
From Boston Proper's blazers to lounge sets to dresses, you will find what you need. You know your style. Let bostonproper.com curate your look.
Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else. Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.
Two teas in a pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. For those of you subscribed, welcome to Twat's Flashback with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Are you enjoying the flashback, watching the old episodes, looking at the clothes and the sunglasses that used to be in style 15, 14 years ago? It's entertaining.
I just, as I'm watching this, all I can think about is thank God I never watched this prior to joining Beverly Hills.
But why? I mean, the lack of glam and filler is just over the top.
The lack of everything, but also just so many relationships and so many people have like changed for the good, the bad, the whatever. And then some people have stayed exactly the same.
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of Camille.
None. No shit. Who could be?
Oh, yeah. It was just bad. It was bad news.
Well, we are, for those of you guys following along, this is episode 5 and 6 of season 1 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Episode 5 is named I Would Never Say That. November 11th, 2010 was the air date.
13 years ago.
We love to start with a synopsis.
Oh, yes.
Synopsis from this episode. It's good grammar when Camille hosts a trip to New York to see a Broadway musical starring her husband, Kelsey Grammer. The trip is a potential flop. However, when bad news hits Adrian and Kyle frets over a past tussle with Camille. It starts out where Camille tells her friend Nick that she and Kyle are having a little tiff. Camille says Kyle said, "Why would anyone be interested in being with you without Kelsey there?" Camille thought, "Wow, am I that invisible?" At this point, where do you stand on what's brewing between Camille and Kyle?
Well, first of all, we never heard Kyle say those words, and it looks a lot like Camille is trying to twist her words, make it into something it's not. What I didn't like is her sister didn't stand up for her. That was total bullshit. She just acted like,
That part we'll get into in a minute.
I don't want to get in the middle. I feel like there's two sides to every story. I think there's something in the middle. I don't think that Kyle would say something like that. Well, why would they want to do that if Kelsey's not there? Like, it just doesn't sound like something.
And the fact that it all happened off camera.
Yeah, it's very suspicious. And I don't like the way, I feel like Camille is definitely acting for the cameras. The whole thing with Nick and, I just like to flirt with him and touch him.
But also,
him
what about
him?
When Nick's wife was there?
Oh.
We learned that he had a new baby. And yet, all of the eye contact between Nick and Camille, it's honestly like this.
I know, but do you think she did it for the show? Or do you think they actually have the sexual tension between them? I just don't know. He just had a baby. Like, I don't know.
It felt like acting to me.
That's what I'm saying.
It felt like total bullshit. But like, honestly, like this is the, like, look at me right now. Like they're like.
I know. It was embarrassing. And I mean, she's married. I'm sure she's quite clear that her relationship was coming to an end pretty soon. But what was her motivation to be interesting on TV? To be controversial?
Also, if she was trying to make Kelsey, let's just play devil's advocate. Yeah. Let's say this whole thing with Nick was solely to make Kelsey jealous. This is with a married man.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm also very curious. Why does Nick get more screen time than Adrian?
Adrian obviously had a death in the family, so I feel like she wasn't really in this episode.
But even in general, I feel like other than me not knowing what Nick does, maybe he's a tennis instructor, but I don't know if he was just coming to play tennis or teaching her tennis at one point. But he has been in this. I mean, he is definitely another housewife at this point.
I know.
And getting involved in all the drama. He's like, so tell me about this and this. And I'm like, are you trying? And then I started thinking, is she trying to do what LVP is doing with her guy?
Cedric?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she treats him like he's a little chihuahua. And it's bizarre behavior. I want to believe that she's doing it for airtime, to be controversial, to get people talking. But what she's really getting is hate.
Yeah.
Like a big amount of hate, which I can relate to. But it looks nasty. He's married. He just had a kid. She's married. Like, what are you doing?
And just blatantly flirting in front of the wife on television.
Saying like, why aren't you naked and in a jock strap or something? It's like, really?
And then there was an emotional moment right after that where Adrian and Kim are shopping. I feel like they're at Swirl, which I think is like a Beverly Hills. Not Swirl. Shoot. What is that place
Swirl's
called?
Swirl's in San Clemente. Yeah.
Yeah. Swirl's in San Clemente where you guys always shop. But there's another store.
Was it No-No? What's the girl's name? Noni or something like that with the pink hair? Is that where Kyle went? That's where Kyle went.
It's at the Glenn Center. And it's like this one place that we always go and they like sell t-shirts. It's a super cute place. But it's like they are allowed to film
there. A place
there,
they would never shop at.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You
is
buy
it still there?
There. Yes.
Oh my God.
It's still there. I've shopped there multiple times. Oh my gosh. I think it was the store was called Switch Boutique.
Oh, Swirl. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's all the same thing. But while they're shopping, Adrian gets a call that her uncle passed away. At this moment, you do see a different side of Adrian because I feel like up till now, we've only just seen Adrian
bitching
at Paul.
Oh my God. The amount you could, you could tell that marriage is over. And but I think shortly I feel like Paul really loved her. And I feel like he was always really trying. And she was just, I mean, I think the fact that he breathed bothered her. Yeah. But everything he does, breathing, eating, looking, walking, chewing.
But he did say something that was it was a wake up call to me this episode. He goes, "We've been bickering since the day we met." Like, so it was something that I think for a while they got off on, like trying to kind of one up each other or this banter. But there's only so much anyone can take of doing that, especially when it's the person you're married to and raising kids with.
I know. But I do love, did you love her? I forgot about that. Her wedding dress at the end of the hall, like as a piece of art.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice it.
Yes. Like she has it behind glass. It's like from ceiling to floor, like a whole display.
Oh my gosh, my Nicole Miller one's just rolled up in a ball in the
back. Well, I was Cinderella. Mark Zanino, I had 3 wedding dresses, and as I took them off, he would take them and put them in his car.
I you look like Cinderella. Not that you didn't get to keep them.
No, I didn't get to keep one of them.
Oh my gosh. Well, then we kind of get over to back to Camille and Nick, and then we get over to where Lisa goes over to Kyle's house to see a hypnotherapist to help her with her fear of flying before New York. Do you think this actually worked? Like when he threw their hands down, I was like, ugh. But you could tell Kyle's trying to be like respectful of this man's business.
I don't know. I mean, one time at Knott's Berry Farm, I got hypnotized on stage, but I don't even know why, but I don't even know if it worked. I can't even remember. I was young, but some people believe in it. I don't know. I've never had like the best experience being hypnotized.
I do know a lot of people that smoke cigarettes that get hypnotized to not smoke cigarettes. And
does it
for
work?
Some people it works, but I think it's like a placebo. Like if you really
you believe what you want to believe. Yeah,
you believe what you want to believe. But either way, that guy was giving the fact that Lisa Vanderpump was able to not crack up knowing that she didn't believe.
She was pretty impressed. I know. Now, didn't you and Kyle do something similar on camera?
No, we did ESMR, which is like breathing exercise. But that's with like an actual therapist.
Is Kyle still afraid of flying?
No, but she still does. Like, I think it depends on the circumstance. Like, she's tense flying.
I gotta believe back then when she first started the show, being a mom, having a baby, she probably didn't fly a lot. She didn't. Yeah. I didn't fly a lot when I started the show. And then all of a sudden, you're flying all over the world filming. So I got, and I get nervous. You know, I even to this day, you know, all these crazy things go through my head and, you know,
it's like how I feel about driving.
Yeah, I get it.
I need to find, I wonder if that hypnotherapist is still in business and can hook a girl up.
Yeah, exactly.
I do laugh a little bit because Kyle and I got a lot of shit for doing couples therapy on the show, but she's been doing it since season one.
Yes, you guys did couple therapy.
No, that's what all the women.
So yes. They gave you a lot of shit for that. That's right.
Yeah, they're like, who does couples therapy?
But it was friendship therapy. Assholes.
It's just when you support a friend and you do something together to try to help another friend. But I was like,
can't wait to recap that.
Ugh, another couple therapy session. But then the women are at the airport and they question why Camille went to New York early. And Kim jokes that it's because of Kyle.
I swear, Kim and Kyle, they're the worst enemies. I swear. All they do is want to break each other down all the time.
But it's switched. Like it's right when you think they're going to be okay, then the other one is mad at the other one. So like Kim says, what she asked Camille is Kelsey meeting you in Hawaii. Camille said, no. And Kyle thought it was brave of her to go without him. I kind of believe this version here because later on in the episode, we hear Kyle go, I was just asking about your vacation. And Camille goes, we're not friends like that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that asking about vacations.
I know.
I actually consider that surface conversation, not so close friendship conversation.
I will say that years later, it came out that what really was said. So what was said was, are they filming you and Kelsey in Hawaii? But they couldn't break the fourth wall back then.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it
is. If you were Kyle, would you have still gone to someone's husband's performance if you were in a fight?
I think at that point on Housewives, there wasn't really a choice.
Yeah, you probably just
like
to,
unless you're,
right.
You're in an Adrian situation where somebody's passed away, like you're going on the cast trip. It's season one. You show up. You figure it out.
What about Camille's tour of her New York City apartment? It was kind of cringy, calling it the confined space.
The confined space.
Confined space. Her complaining there were only 3 bedrooms and that it was small, 3,500 square feet. Her children have to share a room. And it's just like, I think she said it was small like 10 times.
But I'm also confused by Kelsey's confessional, because clearly this confessional was done, in my opinion, I have no idea, but I feel like this confessional was done after like the season had wrapped. He seems like he's like on a soundstage somewhere else. Like,
yeah.
It
talking
looks
about
like
how marriage is hard.
But also between Kelsey and Camille, I need them to cut it on the big words. Like, I don't want a dictionary to be able to watch Housewives between the word connubial and pernicious.
I don't know what those mean.
Like, Kelsey, can't you just say the word marital? But
right,
there's some
right.
kind of weird smile that Kelsey does, I think, when he's like
it's
hating
smirk.
A situation.
It's like a smirk. I know.
I don't
know.
Well,
we saw Camille's mom. She had cancer back then, which is 13 years ago. She recently just passed away. So very sad. Rest in peace.
The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de' Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
Now that her son reigns as King of France, Catherine is embroiled in a battle to secure her family's future, contending with political adversaries who resort to unholy acts and turn to a familiar ally for personal gain, Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Rife with sharp wit and dark humor, the Serpent Queen is back with a vengeance. Catherine's cunning will be on display as she navigates family drama and historic power struggles.
Every decision, every alliance, and every betrayal could mean the difference between maintaining power and losing everything she holds dear.
With the stakes higher than ever, Catherine must outmaneuver her enemies at every turn.
Watch The Serpent Queen, now only on Stars in the Stars app. Ever dream of an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? A 3-row SUV that doesn't have too much of this or too little of that. Introducing the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80.
The 3-row QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level. Picture this: individual audio technology that isolates sound to the driver's seat so you can take a call or listen to directions without interruption.
Or how about the biometric cooling technology that automatically cools passengers down in the second row when you run hot? Plus 2 rows of massage seats, 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, a front console cool box to chill drinks and snacks, and so much more. The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel.
Discover you're just right. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024.
Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.
Welcome to Good Game with Sarah Spain, your one-stop shop for the biggest stories in women's sports. Every day, I'm bringing you the stakes, stats, stars, and stories to keep you up to date. If you're new to women's sports, welcome. Can't wait to show you around. And if you've been around, let's make things nice and comfy for our new friends. We want Good Game to be just like women's sports. The best of the competition, teamwork, and rivalries that we love, minus the toxic masculinity and drunken brawls. Where else but women's sports do we see a player passing her ex-wife on the WNBA's all-time leading scorer list and then watch her new fiancé, teammate, and MVP candidate talk about it afterward on SportsCenter? Shout out to Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas. The tea, y'all. The tea is so good. Good Game is where we go to celebrate, debate, and dissect those stories and all aspects of women's sports. Join us. Let's have some fun. Listen to Good Game with Sarah Spain on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, then the women land in New York. Kyle's seemingly had an easier flight travel. They show Taylor and Kim actually talking, which at this point I'm thinking, oh, wow, these two have turned a corner. They're kind of getting along now.
Right.
But they are talking about. Taylor is talking about. About Camille, and says the word insecure. And then Kim shares a story about how one of her friends was insecure because she was the famous one. And just all of this just kills me.
I know. I mean, watching it back and seeing like what's happening now in real time, it's like, oh my God, how life changes, right?
Yep. And then right when they land, Kyle pulls Camille aside and said that she misunderstood what she said. Kyle says she only meant to ask, is your husband meeting you for spring break? Camille says, I don't understand. Kyle says, those words would never come out of my mouth. And then Kyle says, you don't need to. And at this moment, I do think there are times where you can say no reason to be insecure about that.
Right.
But at this moment, I think she was trying to empathize. And this isn't me just having Kyle's back. This is just me watching a show, honestly, with blinders on from my other relationships. But she's like, you don't need to be insecure about that. That's not what I meant.
She's good at twisting words.
Who? Kyle or Camille?
Camille.
Yes.
Like, you say something, then she twists it. Now, I will say, you can hear the clear voiceover when Camille says, why would anybody be interested with you without Kelsey there? Because she actually broke the fourth wall at that point and they had to do a voiceover.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Because then.
And it was just Kyle basically saying, are you and Kelsey filming in Hawaii? I mean, that's a valid question.
And then saying, oh, wow, that's like they're going to film you without Kelsey on a family vacation.
Yeah, just that you. That is different. But they couldn't. So Kyle got the screws put to her because it was a fourth wall thing, which happened to me multiple times way back then.
And especially
but now,
season
they'll break
one,
the fourth wall.
When you didn't know how to work around the fourth wall.
They wouldn't let us at all break the fourth wall. And I
Never.
Always said for years, it's more. I remember when Kim broke the fourth wall with Croy. They were walking outside from a party and she started screaming at the producers and they showed it. And I thought, this is what we need. We need this across the board. That's what people want to see.
No, and we love it because it just makes it all. And then it could have explained when this actually happened. All of it. Like we're all just left to the unknown. But then it seemed like they were actually fine. But this is what Camille has not changed to this day because this is the type of shit Camille does. She acts like things are okay. Like if I'm mad, I'm not going to pretend that it's okay.
No.
I would have been like, in that moment where Kyle apologizes, if I didn't think the apology was sincere or I was upset by the word insecure, I would have been like, listen, let's just get through the night. But she acts like she accepts the apology. Then they get down to dinner. They're still in the same freaking outfits. No time has really passed.
Right.
And Camille brings up Kyle's comment about her being insecure and thinks it was wrong. Kyle says it's only to dig to someone who struggles with it. This is where you can see, like, Kyle's Tamra coming out. Like, I don't like the injustice of it all.
The housewife and me is coming out.
Yep.
Watch out.
I was like, here she comes. But then I was like, what is going on with Camille? Because you can see that Camille is getting off on the fact that she's been able to upset Kyle.
I know. And her comment, like, well, what did she say? Oh, I won. Like when somebody gets out of control and yells, you know, and I stay calm. Like, it's so also calculated.
You lose. You lost, Kyle. You lost. I won this one. And I was like, if you truly want.
She goes, I'm winning. Because Kyle is losing her cool. Sorry, Kyle, you lose. With her little smirk, it was just, oh, she's such a villain.
But then what about how Camille says,
but not in a good way.
Swears on her mother who has cancer that Kyle said it. Kyle utters her infamous meme, line, all
yes.
the things. You're such a fucking liar,
Camille. I know. To this day, you still hear that.
And I have to say, my opinion has not swayed on this.
That's my opinion.
That's my opinion. I think that Camille is one of those people that truthfully doesn't necessarily have her own opinions on things. I think we can see after seeing Kelsey's confessional, Camille's learned some big words from him. She tries to use them.
Do we know Camille's background? Like, where is she from? Did she grow up wealthy? Because her love of money is unbelievable.
I don't think so. I think she just grew up regular. But she definitely loves to talk about money.
Money
and how
all the time. Like, oh my God, there's more to life than money, sweetheart.
Listen. And also confined spaces. I got to be really honest. I think my entire family and I would be completely happy just living in my master bedroom. Like, there are moments in time where
I truly enjoy
just like being in that space where you don't have to manage a bunch of shit. And so when she keeps saying that, it's just like, please. Oh, for our staff,
oh,
the
God.
Nannies. Like, how are we going to
maintain? My house manager.
Or what about when she says, oh, good. My real friends are here. And then they pan to the people she's paying to do her hair and makeup. And I'm not saying that you can't be real friends with your glam. But you're still paying them, Camille.
Yeah, they're still. Yeah. I mean,
I have real friends that are.
Well, to say that on a show that it's about friendship. I mean, you're admitting you're not friends with these girls.
Ugh. It really was a lot. But then
I just wanted to say bye, Camille.
And then at this episode, you start to see the fact that Kim is not standing up for Kyle. She says in a confessional, she goes, you know, either way I were to say it in the moment, one of them would have been mad at me. But then she says in her confessional, Kyle did not say that. But why not just say that?
Why not say that? What is wrong with her? Like, that pissed me off.
Yeah. But of course, they do a little break. And then we get into the Art of War, episode 6. The ladies continue to chomp out of the Big Apple, but their New York trip is marred by the aftershock of a meltdown and mounting friction between Kim and Kyle.
Oh, do.
So here's where I feel like is a case of Taylor trying to keep her hands clean. Camille says she knows the women talked about her on the plane to New York City because Taylor mentioned it. Camille says that Lisa was the one who was prompting Taylor to call her insecure. That's actually not what happened.
No, not at all.
And for me to have Lisa Vanderpump's back, knowing our history, shows how much I just really disagree with what's going on, because
right.
I am actually loving Lisa Vanderpump in these earlier episodes.
I love her. I think she's freaking hilarious. She oh my God. Sorry, Teddy. I know
she's
like
moving.
Her.
No, it's no apologies. At this point in time, I don't think Lisa Vanderpump was so affected by the show. I think she really is being fun. She's trying to protect her friend Kyle. She sees the relationship going sour. She tries to pull her away from it. She tries to end it with Camille. Kim says that Taylor was the one to call Camille insecure. Taylor says, no, don't drag me into this. Kim says, be careful, Taylor. And then Taylor says, I'll take you out back and pull some Oklahoma on your ass.
Where is this Taylor on Orange County? I need that Taylor.
I don't know. Taylor, like, this is what we need. Because at this point, I got to say, I'm more on Kim's side. I'm on Kim's side when it comes to the Kim and Taylor of it all. I'm on Kyle's side when it comes to the Kim and Kyle of it all, because I'm not saying that Kim needed to go to bat for Kyle. All she needed to say was, I was there and this is what Kyle said.
Wait, you said you're on the side of Kim and Taylor.
Yeah, I'm on Kim's side when it comes to the Taylor thing, because they flash back to Taylor in the airport calling Camille insecure.
Oh, I didn't. That went right over my head. I didn't realize that. Okay, so I get it. Okay, so she did say it. But what was the context of it?
She said, I think that after all of these years of being with Kelsey and being, she agrees with Kim. Kim says it first?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay, so I guess exactly what happened. We had to get corrected because... You know, sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we f it up. But
I didn't say I don't remember that. But she was just repeating what was said. She did. Yeah, it was not her words. So we are not on Kim's side on this. We are on Taylor's side.
Well, I'm not fully on Taylor's side, because agreeing and co-signing on it, you could say, well, I don't really think it means she's insecure. She doesn't have her back. But does the word
I feel
insecure...
like Camille is over secure?
No.
You don't think maybe she acts that way because she's super insecure, but I feel like just watching her, like she's so sure of herself.
I think that she
almost like she's above everybody on the cast, because you could tell like she's like, I have more money than all of you.
I don't even think it's that. I think that when you don't have any female friendships and everybody in your life is paid.
Yeah.
You don't have a clear sense of self.
Well, if you don't have any female friendships, then that's a you problem.
But also, if you don't have any friends that you aren't paying,
that's a you problem.
That's also a you problem, because then there's no one to check you. Like if I do something right. stupid, I have you and probably, I don't know, 15 other women in my life that are going to be like, Teddy, you f***ed up on this one. You know, have some humble pie or whatever it may be. But Camille had LVP's number from the very first season. She says that she is Machiavellic, which means, I had to Google, don't you worry. Do you know what Machiavellic means, Tamara?
Machiavellant? I don't even know how to say it. Say it again. Put it in a sentence. Let's see if I can, don't ask me to spell it, but put it in a sentence and let me see if I can.
Her behavior is very Machiavellic.
It's very sporadic. I don't know. What is it?
No. Machiavellic is marked by cunning, duplicity, or bad faith.
I don't know. It's a stupid word. Why can't you just simplify it and say bad behavior?
It's not bad behavior. It's
what is it then?
Cunning and bad faith. It's like being shady.
Well, that's bad behavior.
The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
Now that her son reigns as King of France, Catherine is embroiled in a battle to secure her family's future. Contending with political adversaries who resort to unholy acts and turn to a familiar ally for personal gain, Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Rife with sharp wit and dark humor, the Serpent Queen is back with a vengeance. Catherine's cunning will be on display as she navigates family drama and historic power struggles.
Every decision, every alliance, and every betrayal could mean the difference between maintaining power and losing everything she holds dear.
With the stakes higher than ever, Catherine must outmaneuver her enemies at every turn.
Watch The Serpent Queen, now only on Stars in the Stars app.
Ever dream of an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? A three-row SUV that doesn't have too much of this or too little of that. Introducing the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80.
The three-row QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level. Picture this: individual audio technology that isolates sound to the driver's seat so you can take a call or listen to directions without interruption.
Or how about the biometric cooling technology that automatically cools passengers down in the second row when you run hot?
Plus two rows of massage seats, 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, a front console cool box to chill drinks and snacks, and so much more. The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel.
Discover you're just right. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024.
Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.
Welcome to Good Game with Sarah Spain, your one-stop shop for the biggest stories in women's sports. Every day, I'm bringing you the stakes, stats, stars, and stories to keep you up to date. If you're new to women's sports, welcome. Can't wait to show you around. And if you've been around, let's make things nice and comfy for our new friends. We want Good Game to be just like women's sports, the best of the competition, teamwork, and rivalries that we love, minus the toxic masculinity and drunken brawls. Where else but women's sports do we see a player passing her ex-wife on the WNBA's all-time leading scorer list and then watch her new fiancé, teammate, and MVP candidate talk about it afterward on SportsCenter? Shout out to Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas. The tea, y'all. The tea is so good. Good Game is where we go to celebrate, debate, and dissect those stories and all aspects of women's sports. Join us. Let's have some fun. Listen to Good Game with Sarah Spain on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then we're back in Beverly Hills. They go to the show. It's super awkward. There's like dancing. Kelsey's like, Kyle says she's nervous about what Kelsey's going to say. But then what Camille kept saying, I also thought was like so cringe. And she's like, you know, mine and Kelsey's realtor, he's just like a small time Beverly Hills realtor. It's nothing like my Emmy winning winner of everything, A-list star. Like, Stop.
And stop. Her going off on, we cannot use Mauricio now that Kyle has attacked me. I'm like, bitch, what attack?
She said verbally assaulted.
It's like, That right there, that is putting sound bites out there, which happens a lot of times on Housewives. If you're smart enough to know that if you put a sound bite out there to say somebody's mean or something, if you say it over and over again, unfortunately, the audience will start believing it, even if they don't see anything. So for her to say that, she's trying to persuade the viewers that Kyle is verbally abusive.
So if I were to say there was an additional person that was Machiavellic in this episode, it's Camille.
It's Camille, yeah.
But then we're back in Beverly Hills and Adrian is getting ready for her uncle's funeral. And of course, she's annoyed at Paul for dilly-dallying.
Shocker.
Shocker. Adrian says they bicker, but they've been married for over 8 years.
Eight whole years. That's when a lot of people get divorced.
It should be the 8 year itch.
I know, not the 7 year itch.
But there has to be something in a man, as I'm watching him try to do her necklace.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There has to be something in a man's DNA that does not allow them the capacity to learn how to properly hook a necklace or undo a bra strap, or like there are certain things.
I don't know. Eddie doesn't have a problem with it. Although I can.
He can do your necklace?
Yeah.
No,
sure.
Edwin is like.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah.
Even my bra strap. I'm like, you should have had enough practice.
Yeah, you should have mastered that in high school.
Like, I remember thinking it was really cool. Like, if somebody could do it with one, like a guy could do it with one hand and just flick it open. Granted, now I don't even wear that. I wear like old lady bras that don't even have.
I wear nipple covers. But Paul seems to worship the ground that Adrian walks on. But Adrian just looks at him with disgust. I mean, I feel sorry for him at this point.
But I actually did until the part where I feel like Adrian just had enough of his shit. Like, we're catching it at where she's just had enough of his shit. It's right after the funeral. There's time to connect with the family. Paul goes out to drinks with his friends. And it's just like one of those things. Like, after a certain amount of time, if somebody isn't there for you in the mental capacity that you need, you're just going to be a dick to them.
Yeah, no, I get it. I have a question. Is Kyle and Camille friendly now? I think I saw like a Instagram post. They met at the dentist on accident or something like that.
You have to remember years and years later, Camille asked Kyle to be in her wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to get to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I'm in.
Do you think back then there was some kind of jealousy going on between Kyle and Camille on Camille's side?
I think that Kyle is relatable and funny and people like her, like just in general, like it put Kyle in any room and people are going to laugh at Kyle and have fun.
But there's
with
nothing
Kyle.
Not to like about Kyle. So that's what's crazy. But one thing that I did acknowledge is that, like you said, she surrounds herself with people that pay her and they're very yes, yes, yes to her.
And tell her how like, wonderful she is.
Like Dee Dee saying, her friend Dee Dee saying, the girls, you know, in Camille's life have some sort of jealousy towards her. Like, I would never say that to you. Like, oh, Teddy, I know you have problems with girls, but they're always so jealous of you. I'd be like, Teddy, knock it off.
I got to be really honest. I don't care how many awards Kelsey Grammer has won or how much money they have. Not for one second watching their dynamic was I like, God, I'm so jealous. That's not me.
No, I don't get like that.
But I have a question. Does the word insecure upset you? Like if somebody were to say the word insecure, does it make you mad?
It used to. I was called insecure like season 11.
For what?
It was my worst year in Bali and everybody's coming after me and they're like, you're the biggest insecure person I've ever met. And I was just so overwhelmed and I just left. But yeah, it does bug me.
At that point, were you insecure?
Probably. Yeah. I was going through a divorce, a custody battle, all kinds of things. I don't know if insecure is the word, but I wasn't in a good spot. So hearing that threw me over the edge. Now I'm like, whatever. I'm getting older now, so I don't really give two shits what people think or say to me or what their opinion is about me. I mean, I'm doing pretty damn well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always things that I can be insecure about. But it's
you know
not-
what I'm insecure about? Maybe not insecure, but I look up to and could be jealous of something is somebody that a girl my age that's super fit, like super. Like I'm fit, but I mean, I'm talking competition fit with the ripped abs and the bulging bicep. Like, I love that look, but it's so hard to achieve. So I always like praise and look and go, oh, I wish I could do that. I just can't commit my entire day and night to fitness.
Well, for me, what I covet.
There you go. Using those big words.
Covet what I, because it's not that I'm jealous of. It's just something I always like would aspire to be, is just someone who's able to just like live life, like not be an over planner, not be this. Like, it's last night. I've been
not people that don't stress.
People that don't stress, like, I will be creating lists on lists on lists. And I know part of it's because I'm, you know, diagnosed OCD, but like, I just can't turn my brain off.
Yeah.
So for people that can, that is like, but it's not an act. I try to turn my like biggest insecurity into my superpower. I'm like, well, at least I'm on my shit. Yeah. Like, nothing's falling through the cracks.
Yeah.
But it is like, I do see women that can be like that. And I'm like, gosh, why can't
Eddie's like that. And I'm not, I don't have OCD, but I do. I worry. I got this from my grandmother. I worry about everything. I worry, okay, when I leave, like, is Sophia going to do this and Eddie do this? And I feel like I have to micromanage and get everything ready. And Eddie's like, doesn't have a worry in the world. The guy does not worry.
I know. Edwin is different. You know, Edwin doesn't really have a worry. He just like doesn't want to overthink things, because then it will stress them out. Then we get to Kyle tells Kim that she did not speak up for her against Camille. Kim says she could not get a word in and doesn't like conflict.
That's a lie, Kim.
Such a liar, Kim.
I know. Like, seriously?
I mean, Kim could escape from Witch Mountain.
But she didn't have time to talk.
But she couldn't escape Kyle's expectations. You just constantly
that's a good
see
one.
It. You constantly see this just, I feel like she almost enjoyed watching Kyle get it.
Yes. And I think there's definitely issues between Kyle and Kim. It's quite obvious and it's brewing. I think this is Kim's like sitting back going, go ahead. You're going to get it, girl.
The other thing that I found weird is when they were at, not weird, I guess interesting, is
interesting.
Interesting was when Camille was in Kelsey's dressing room. I'm like, okay.
So he's like, get out.
Yeah, I know. Well, clearly you could have read that. Camille couldn't. So I'm like, if you can read people so well, why couldn't you read that Kelsey was like, get out of here. I'll get your playbook signed.
You know what? I think she's super passive aggressive. And I think she knew that her marriage was over. And she was doing that just to get in his face and to make good TV. Because it is evident they don't get along.
It is evident. Then they're on the way back to the airport. Kim shares with the women how hard it was for her in Vegas. It made her start to think about settling down and sharing her life with someone. Kim suggests that each of them pick someone out and set them up on a date. Lisa has someone in mind, but he's in prison.
And then nice.
Kim says she's open to the age group 25 to 70. If you were to get a divorce from Eddie, which I would never want, I love you guys, I think you're great, but what would be your age demographic?
I would say my age 10 years up. I mean, I don't know. I'm getting up there. So I don't know. I don't really like the old guys.
Yeah.
So I would like to stick to my age.
Your age, would you go younger again?
I mean, like 5 years, but I wouldn't go like 15, 20 years younger.
No, because I'm too tired.
I'm tired. I don't have time for that. And plus, you know, when Eddie was 30, I was in my 40s. And then, you know, we're both in our 50s now. So it feels like we're the same age and we're both old. So it doesn't matter anymore. But back then I always had like in the back of my head, like, oh God, is he going to like leave me for a younger girl?
No, he would never. He loves you so much.
But still, when you're, you know, he's 30 and you're in your 40s. Like, he's 39 and I'm 45. Like, it's weird. It's just a weird feeling. But
you hot.
But now I'm just like, we're both old. Who gives a fuck?
We're all in this every time.
Until he's 55 and I'm 60.
But yeah. Every time that Edwin, I'm like exhausted and Edwin wants to get it in, I show him that same monkey meme. It's like this gorilla and it's like, it's got its stomach out and it's like dinger and it looks, and I'm like, you got to woo me with more than this, buddy. I am tired.
I need more. I'm tired.
I need more. But then guess what? We're back to Nick. Our buddy Nick. Camille tells her friend Nick that she does not trust the girls. She says that Kyle was acting like a crazed homeless woman.
I
don't get it.
Why would she?
Kelsey was not happy with Kyle's behavior. Camille says there is a big difference between Kelsey and his successes versus Mauricio. Oh, this is what the line was. The local Beverly Hills realtor. Kelsey said, well, I guess we will be looking for a new realtor. Then Camille throws out another big word. She says, Kyle's just pernicious. And then she tries to throw out another word, but she forgets it. So she uses pernicious twice, which really bugs me. Which then I had to look up pernicious. That's highly injurious or destructive. Wicked.
Wicked. Okay. Well,
this and then did you, hold on, did you see the book? The book on her table? It was The Art of War.
No, I didn't see that.
Do you, well, I like pans in on the book with like, there's multiple like post-it notes and bookmarks. I'm like, is this strategically placed here, or do we think that Nick reads it to Camille every night? Like,
probably in the fetal position. I didn't like the Camille saying, you know, Kelsey is respected in his community, unlike Mauricio. Like, why is she going after Mauricio? What has Mauricio ever done? In fact, she said earlier that Mauricio has always been her realtor.
People can call me thirsty or dehydrated or whatever right. It may be. And you know what? There is no human out there thirstier than Camille.
No, she's like, I am in agreement. I know.
And that's the way I feel about it. And I don't actually believe, truthfully, that Camille ever even told Kelsey about the fight between him and Kyle.
I know. I don't think so either. I don't even think Kelsey would be the type of guy that would get involved.
I mean, nor give two shits.
Give two shits. I mean, he obviously doesn't even like his wife. Do you think he's going to side with Kyle? I mean, Camille over Kyle?
Fire a realtor? Like, do we think? And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I don't think you guys are buying any more houses together, Camille.
No.
Sorry.
But she did walk away with a pretty penny from her marriage to Kelsey, didn't she?
Woo! She did. Woo! Well, we have covered another two episodes, and you know what? I'm getting pretty hooked. And next week's episode, we see Kim go on a date. I'm not sure who sets her up on the date. But for a second, I thought that it was Yolanda's ex-husband, but it wasn't him. It looked like Muhammad
Yolanda,
for a second.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's Muhammad's funny. He's actually dating an Orange County girl right now.
How old is she? 20?
No, 40 probably. Beautiful. Looks like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, they're all beautiful. He's always at Opus
like
Dino
model
in Beverly
like
Hills.
6 foot tall, super skinny.
Yep. Yeah. All the things. All right. Well, that is another episode. Make sure that you guys tell your friends to subscribe because you get these episodes commercial free and we want them to enjoy it as well. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye, Tam.
Bye.
If your wardrobe is anything less than chic, functional, and versatile, you need bostonproper.com.
Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly.
bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for one-of-a-kind looks and sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed.
I swear I can find an outfit for every occasion on bostonproper.com. They have it all.
From Boston Proper's blazers to lounge sets to dresses, you will find what you need. You know your style. Let bostonproper.com curate your look.
Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
As France falls into political and religious turmoil, Catherine struggles to maintain her power, which makes her more determined than ever to keep it.
It feels good to be bad. Watch The Serpent Queen now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Does money stress you out? Let Facet flip your financial chaos into clarity.
Finding Facet immediately put us at ease.
Facet's innovative approach to financial planning ensures your money works as hard as you do, enabling members to experience the joys of having your finances in order.
And that makes us Facet for life now, I guess.
Visit Facet.com, F-A-C-E-T.com to learn more.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice. These testimonials are from current Facet members who are not compensated. All opinions are their own and not a guarantee of a similar outcome.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.